The biggest strategy is prioritization. Strategic prioritization can enhance focus, productivity, and decision-making in your professional and personal endeavors. Because one of the biggest issues with overwhelm is that it affects your ability to make decisions. So my strategy for prioritization starts with a mind dump. I sit down with a pen and paper and I write down all the thoughts circling in my mind. And then I move on to prioritizing that list. And I'm currently using the Eisenhower Matrix. If you haven't heard of it, it's a productivity, Google it, but it's a productivity prioritization and time management framework designed to help you prioritize a list of tasks or agenda of items by first categorizing those items according to their urgency and importance. And it was actually designed by President Dwight Eisenhower himself, and he developed the concept behind what would be later called the Eisenhower Matrix. And he used it to help him prioritize and deal with the many high stakes issues he faced as a US Army general and then as the President of the United States. Welcome to the Property Management Podcast with That Property Mum. I'm your host, Kylie Walker. I'm a former television sports journalist and mother of four, turned co-owner of a million-dollar real estate brand. Each week, I teach women in the property management industry all the best tips to help you balance your career and family, grow your dream business, master your fear, boost your confidence, and conquer your mindset. Ready to get started? Let's dive in. Welcome back to another episode of the Property Management Podcast. I am so happy that you are joining me for this episode. Now, the Property Management Podcast, in case you were wondering, is designed to empower property managers, business owners, and working mums to conquer overwhelm, master the art of success without stress. And I'm your host, Kylie Walker. And in today's episode, we're going to dive into the practical strategies and invaluable insights to help you navigate the demands of your role with clarity, efficiency, and way less stress. Does that sound like something you'd be interested in? In particular today, I want to dive into the common challenge of feeling overwhelmed by the multitude of tasks and responsibilities faced by property managers, business owners, and of course, working mums as well. By exploring effective prioritization techniques, time management strategies, and self-care practices, I'm going to aim to equip you with some of the tools that you need to streamline your workflow, boost your productivity, and achieve a sustainable work-life integration. Because there's no balance, let's be honest. It is very hard to balance everything out. There's always a sacrifice in one area of your life. Sometimes work will be crazy and will take over. And then sometimes your family life, if one of your kids is sick, that is going to take over that aspect of your life. There's no balance, it's an integration. So let's start by exploring what is overwhelm and how do you know if you are actually in overwhelm? So the definition of overwhelm is something overwhelming is very intense and hard to deal with. Overwhelming events make people feel worried and stressed out. Here are some of the other symptoms that you may recognize as signs of overwhelm in yourself. You might be feeling confused and have difficulty concentrating, making decisions, and solving problems. That could also be menopause if you're my age. Physical symptoms, they might include something such as rapid heartbeat. You might have difficulty breathing, dizziness, fatigue, headaches, cramps, an upset stomach, or other aches and pains. There are various factors that contribute to overwhelm in the roles of property managers, business owners, and working mums, from juggling multiple projects to balancing work and family commitments. So let's shed some light on the unique stresses that can lead to feelings of overwhelm, overload, and burnout. Sometimes everything is a lot, and you are not alone if you are feeling overwhelmed right now. Believe me, I'm deep in overwhelm right now, and it's like I'm in quicksand. One step forward results in two steps backwards. When I solve one problem, it's like another 10 start. I hope you can relate to this. Currently, I'm juggling three businesses. My real estate business has taken a hit, as I mentioned in previous episodes, but Done For You Socials is growing rapidly, and now we are managing Facebook ad accounts as well for clients. And of course, in That Property Mum, I've just finished our huge three-day online bootcamp, and now I'm busy filling up spots in the membership, adding new membership content, and organizing new trainings for the year. Plus, being a single mum, looking after an acreage property, and two needy fur babies. I have two Groodles, and they literally follow me everywhere, and they're constantly looking at me with these big puppy eyes with so much neediness and wanting me to spend time with them and take them for a walk and throw them the ball. And it's an endless guilt trip from them, I'm telling you. They know exactly what they're doing. And I'm sharing this with you not for you to compare your life and maybe feel bad that you shouldn't be overwhelmed because you're not as busy as me. You don't need all of that to be overwhelmed. What I've realized is that overwhelm is actually a mindset, and it becomes a pattern of behavior. But it can be changed, and it is something very real that I am working on as we speak. I've actually been working with an amazing business coach, and earlier today I spent a session with her, and I was in tears when I jumped on the session. I was actually crying. I was that overwhelmed. I'd achieved very little. My to-do list had nothing ticked off it for the day. I'm actually recording this podcast at 7 o'clock at night because it was meant to be the first thing I did this morning, but I've put it off all day. And the reason I've put it off all day and I'm now sitting down at this time of night is because I was just feeling so overwhelmed and I could not hold it in any longer by the end of the day. And normally I like to, you know, bring lots of energy to my coaching sessions. Even though I'm being coached, I still like to be energetic and I like to get a lot out of it. Today I had nothing. I was flat. And when she asked me how I am, I just started crying. So through that coaching session today, though, I did unpack something very deep and powerful. Now, I constantly fall into an overwhelm pattern. You might actually say that I'm a bit of an overwhelm addict, and it's my default and go-to strategy. Of course, these patterns stem back to our childhoods. And for me, this pattern stems back to me trying to get the attention of my parents constantly. I overachieved at school, in sport, with extracurricular activities. I was a speech and drama kid. Not only did I perform and direct, but I also wrote the school plays. I worked multiple jobs constantly, and I was always wanting that praise and recognition from external sources, aka my parents. But of course, it never really came. No matter how hard I worked or how burnt out I got, I still felt alone, unloved, and unworthy. And I know this is a lot, and you might be thinking that is just ridiculous, Kylie, and that's okay. Therapy and coaching is not for everyone, and not everyone likes to look at the uncomfortable things in their lives, and that's okay. But the pattern that I realized for me is that I push so hard, I work so hard, looking for that external recognition. But what ends up happening is I get burnt out, I get tired, I get cranky, I get snappy, I become emotionally reactive, and I offload my overwhelm onto others. And by that, I mean, because my thoughts are constantly racing with everything that I need to do when I'm in overwhelm, I just need to get them out of my head. So I'll suddenly email a new process or a new procedure. And sometimes that could be three new processes or procedures in a day to my team. And that makes everyone else around me really overwhelmed as well. And I know I will hand on heart say that I have pushed people way too hard in my business, and I've actually made them quit because I have created so much overwhelm for them. And I am not proud of this by any stretch of the imagination. But when that happens, it's like proof to me. See, no one likes you, Kylie. You can't run a business. You can't keep anyone. See, you work so hard and all you do is end up alone. So what I learned is that I get into overwhelm to avoid being successful. I'm basically self-sabotaging and proving my inner voice right constantly. You can't do this. You're not a success. No one likes you. You're a fake, you're a phony, and so on. And this also shows up for me at home with my kids as well. I'll spend some weekends cooking and shopping and cleaning and washing and ironing and doing everything I possibly can to make their lives easy and stress-free, all the whilst overwhelming and burning myself out and stressing myself out. And then when none of them notice all these things and that I've sacrificed my weekend for them and there's no thank you, or they don't want to sit down and watch TV with me and they sit on their phones and, you know, Snapchat and PlayStation, I get so offended and upset. And, you know, I say to them, you know, I explode, and I might take it for a while, and then all of a sudden I'll explode and I'll say, you know, can't you see how much I do for you? And it's still not enough. You don't want to spend time with me. And then I end up sitting on Netflix with a block of chocolate and a bottle of wine. And again, I'm on my own, and I've proven myself right once again that I've worked so hard and it's still not enough for anyone to love me. And I know it sounds silly and childish, but that's where a lot of these unhealthy patterns and behaviors stem from: our childhood experiences and the stories that we told ourselves about them. Ultimately, though, and logically, I know that I don't need anyone's approval, and I don't have to prove myself to anyone or work so hard just to be seen and heard. But I challenge you to try and break that pattern without a strategy to disrupt it. It's not easy. So let me share with you some of the strategies that I am using right now to help overcome some of the overwhelm that I am feeling right now. If you are anything like me, you think you know your rent roll numbers. Well, I thought I did until I had a rent roll health check, and I was quite literally shocked. The money I was leaving on the table was astounding, and this is not something that I'm proud to admit. There were missed management fees, let fees, advertising, and lease renewal fees not being charged, and properties even without bonds. And all of this was happening despite monthly audits being conducted in my business. So how did I uncover all these gaps in my valuable income? Well, I had a rent roll due diligence from my good friend Tazi, aka the Rent Roll Queen and founder of the Tazi Way, a specialist in rent roll due diligence, business valuation, and management rights. The Tazi Way is the innovative force driving the real estate industry. With 25 years of business and real estate acumen, they find gaps and risks in your agency to find undiscovered value. If you'd like to book your business in for a rent roll due diligence, head to the link in the show notes and mention That Property Mum for a 10% discount. If you're ready to be a super organized, focused, and productive property manager, buckle up, because Colmio is about to revolutionize the way that you work. Colmio is the driving force behind property management excellence in residential real estate. Now picture this: a comprehensive end-to-end system designed to be the beating heart of your property management tasks, manage your properties, owners and tenants, and handle payments, inspections, and even marketing listings without leaving the platform. Colmio is designed to be an all-in-one solution to all your property management needs. And here's the game changer. Colmio isn't just software. It's been awarded the most innovative prop tech scale up in 2023. Yes, you heard it right. Colmio has been recognized for their groundbreaking approach to property management software. How good is that? So property managers, whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, dive into the future of property management with Colmio. You can book in a demo with the team today and go in their weekly draw for a Prezi gift card worth $100. All you need to do is to head to the link colmio.com/thatpropertymum, and Colmio is Colmeo. And probably the biggest strategy is prioritization. Strategic prioritization can enhance focus, productivity, and decision-making in your professional and personal endeavors. Because one of the biggest issues with overwhelm is that it affects your ability to make decisions. So my strategy for prioritization starts with a mind dump. I sit down with a pen and paper and I write down all the thoughts circling in my mind. And then I move on to prioritizing that list. And I'm currently using the Eisenhower Matrix. If you haven't heard of it, it's a productivity, Google it, but it's a productivity prioritization and time management framework designed to help you prioritize a list of tasks or agenda of items by first categorizing those items according to their urgency and importance. And it was actually designed by President Dwight Eisenhower himself, and he developed the concept behind what would be later called the Eisenhower Matrix. And he used it to help him prioritize and deal with the many high stakes issues he faced as a US Army general and then as the President of the United States. Decades later, author Stephen Covey popularized Eisenhower's framework in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And if you haven't read that book, I totally recommend you go out and read it. Now, this approach consists of drawing a box of 4 squares with a x-axis labeled urgent and not urgent, and the y-axis labeled important and not important. And after you draw this Eisenhower matrix, you will have 4 empty boxes, 2 by 2. And I'm going to share a resource in the show notes that I've created, a property management matrix, for you to attempt this prioritization tool yourself. And this will allow you to categorize all of your to-do items into one of the 4 possible descriptions. So let me just break this down a bit more for you. So in the first quadrant, so say the upper left-hand corner, you're going to write down urgent and important. In the second quadrant, which is going to be the upper right-hand corner, you're going to write down important but not urgent. In the third quadrant, the lower left, you're going to write down not important but urgent. And in the fourth quadrant, the lower right, you're going to write down neither important nor urgent. And according to productivity expert James Clear, he breaks them up into those 4 quadrants. So the top left will be do, the top right will be decide, the bottom lower left will be delegate, and the lower right will be called, the fourth quadrant will be don't do or delete if you would rather work like that. And again, I've got a resource in the show notes that you can download that matrix for property management. Now, the second strategy that I want to talk about to help overcome overwhelm that I use is time management strategies. Now, time is a precious resource. We all know that, especially though for busy property managers, business owners, and working mums. And I'd love a dollar. I'd be a very, very rich lady for every time I've heard a property manager say that I am so busy. And it actually grinds my gears. I'm sorry, but we are all so busy. Life is busy, and the reality is we all have the same amount of time in a day, but it's how you choose to spend it. Now, there are a lot of time management techniques out there, and everyone is different. So, you know, there's some people like time blocking, some people like batching tasks and setting realistic deadlines. Some people use online project management tools. The goal is to create a structured routine that aligns with your priorities and goals, allowing you to work smarter and not harder. So here are a few of my time management strategies. So I have set days in my week for meetings. Tuesdays and Thursdays are the only days that anyone can book in a meeting with me. And I use an online calendar, Calendly, and I share that with people. So, and it's all set up so that they can only book in those times. It also has automatic reminders for people leading up to meetings as well. So that's got some great automation. If you haven't used Calendly, C-A-L-E-N-D-L-Y, have a look into that. I batch my podcast recording, so I only record on a Wednesday, normally in the morning, not at nighttime like I am today, if I can get my act together. I also batch out my social content and clients' content. Usually we work on a month in advance. I have set times in my day that I check my emails, usually sort of around 9 o'clock and then again at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes late at night if I haven't got to them during the day, and I don't have my emails open all the time. I like to close them down in those periods that I'm not working. that I'm so that I can focus on other tasks. I have block out time each day with my PM team to support and problem solve with them so that I'm not being interrupted constantly throughout the day. And some weeks, look, it works. And then other weeks, like when I'm feeling overwhelmed, it doesn't work and everything goes out the window. And what I find is that my focus and productivity is non-existent. My emotional state is elevated. I'm reactive, cry, and I just don't feel great at all. And I put off doing things as well. So I probably procrastinate as well. So they're probably the key signs that I am in overwhelm. So another strategy that, and it's probably a strategy that I haven't been focusing on myself lately. And it's as you tell yourself, you're busier, you're too busy, and you're in overwhelm. Self-care really goes out the window. But in those times, self-care is more important, or well-being practices are more important than ever. So when you're in the hustle and bustle of daily responsibilities, self-care does take that back seat, like I said. And for property managers, business owners, and working mums, I really want to emphasize the importance of self-care rituals, stress management techniques, and boundary setting to preserve your mental, emotional, and physical well-being. Explore some ways to recharge or rejuvenate and to nurture yourself, ensuring that you've got the energy and resilience to thrive in all areas of your life, not just at work, but also at home. So for me, this looks like exercising every day. Eating healthy and sleeping really well are the basics for me. I also like to add in journaling, and I have a lot of gratitude in my journaling. I like to meditate. At the moment, I haven't been meditating consistently or doing my yoga practice, and that is probably why I'm experiencing a lot more overwhelm than normal. And just finding some white noise or time just to switch my mind off. Something as simple as sitting, throwing my dog the ball in the backyard, or reading a book, or listening to a podcast, and spending time in my day. So every day I try to spend time off my devices, and I try to be present and connect with my kids. I try to sit down and have a conversation, find out about what's going on in their lives. And that fills my cup up more than anything. Another strategy is delegating and outsourcing for efficiency. This is something that I have learnt the hard way. Hello, yes, I am a control freak, but on top of that, I'm also a perfectionist, and those two are a bit of a deadly combination, I've learned. So I spent years thinking everybody was like me and would do things like me. Then when I realized they didn't, my control freakishness went to a whole new level. I found it really hard to let go of tasks in my business, and as a result, I ended up frustrated, burnt out, overwhelmed, overloaded with too much to do, and probably failed miserably at a lot of things in my business, especially leadership. But effective delegation and outsourcing can be game changers. By lightening your load and focusing on the things that you do best, will ultimately create greater impact in your business and your life. Take it from me. Once I let go a lot of tasks in admin and marketing and focused on the business development in my business, my growth literally exploded. And great systems, processes, and workflows really will give you the confidence and the trust when it comes to delegation. So start now, grab a pen and paper, and start identifying some of the tasks that you'd love to delegate, and then select the people that you could potentially delegate it to. Or are there some services in your business that you could potentially outsource? There's lots of outsourcing companies there, from virtual assistants to people who'll do your routine inspections, your incoming and outgoing inspections, outsourcing your trust accounting. There's a lot of opportunities to outsource tasks in your business now. And, you know, I think one of the keys is to identify what you do really well in your business, and then free up everything else, or as much of that as you possibly can, budget pending, and you will enjoy your work. You'll be way less overwhelmed if you can do that, if you have the luxury of doing that. Finally, and this in my opinion is the key to avoiding overwhelm, is cultivating a growth mindset and resilience. You ultimately have a choice. You can remain in overwhelm because this is a pattern like me that keeps you from something like success, or maybe it keeps you safe from having to put yourself out there, or maybe it keeps you from shining the spotlight on the things that aren't working in your life. And you'd rather stay in denial than face them. And there's no judgment here. But if you are constantly slipping into that overwhelm pattern like me, chances are there's something bigger at play in your life. And I encourage you to take a look at what that might be, because overwhelm is not a nice destination when there are so many better ones to visit, like flow and growth and success and happiness and love. But the good news is, like I said, you have a choice. And I hope these strategies help. And if you have any to share with me, please send me a DM on socials or drop me an email. I don't have all the answers. I'm learning and growing alongside you. So let me wrap up this episode by saying that remember that navigating overwhelm and prioritizing tasks is a journey of growth, learning, and adaptation. If you fail the first time, don't worry. We all do. Just keep going and reiterate things to suit your own personality, your own mind, and the way that you like to do things. The Eisenhower Matrix might not be the perfect solution for you, but adapt that into something that will work for you. Wrapping up this episode, remember that navigating overwhelm and prioritizing tasks is a journey of growth, learning, and adaptation. And reiterate some of the tools and strategies to work with you, how your mind works, how your personality works, and how you like your unique way of doing things. Embrace a growth mindset, celebrate your achievements, and cultivate resilience in the face of challenging times. By fostering a positive mindset and a proactive approach to task management, you can enhance your productivity, satisfaction, and overall success in your professional and personal life. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. I hope you feel inspired and empowered to tackle overwhelm, prioritize tasks, and create a harmonious integration in your roles as property managers, business owners, and working mums. One thing I dread doing is chasing up rent arrears and debt collection. It takes up valuable time and it can often lead to conflict. But it is a necessary evil when you are running a property management business. But there is an easier way to make sure your tenants' rent is paid on time and in advance, and it's called RentPay. RentPay is a secure and simple to use payment platform that saves agents time and money with fast, accurate receipting while making life better for renters. To top it all off, you'll never have to worry about dishonor fees or unknown deposits again. How good is that? Cleared funds are deposited straight into your bank account in a single daily payment with accurate receipting and reference numbers auto-assigned, and it's fully compatible with all trust accounting systems. It's a super flexible payment option for tenants who can pay rent in multiple ways, including direct debit, credit card, or instantly pay with Payer ID. Fees are minimal, and RentPay even helps with the rent arrears process by automating reminders to renters when payments are due or missed. If you are currently paying large bank fees, struggling with constant dishonors because the funds aren't cleared when their funds land in your trust, or wasting time chasing up unknown payments, I encourage you to book in a free demo with RentPay and give yourself and your renters an easier way to pay rent. There's been so much talk of stress, overwhelm, and burnout in property management lately. Do you want to know how I overcame all of that? Yes, I hit rock bottom multiple times, but I got myself a virtual assistant. Actually, not just one, but three. But I didn't just get any VA, I got a PMVA. What are they? Well, they are the most well-trained in the business. And not only that, you also have a backup VA, so that essentially your business is never without admin support ever again, and my health, time, and business has never looked back. Your PMVA can take care of tasks like rent arrears, lease preparation, renovation and renewals, maintenance follow-up, routine inspection bookings, data entry, audits, prospecting, inbox management, and so much more. And the best part of implementing a PMBA in my business was that it freed up my time and my team's time to take care of important things like customer service. What makes me feel so safe is that PMBA is owned by Tiffany Botel, both here and in the Philippines, making my data secure and giving me more control over the VA arrangement. So head to the link in the show notes to book in your discovery call with Lady Boss Tiff. Can I ask you a quick favor before you leave this episode? Now, we all know how important reviews are for businesses these days, and mine is no different. If you could spare just a minute to follow, rate, and review this podcast, it would mean a lot to me. In fact, what would get me super excited is if you share this podcast with someone in the industry who you think might need to hear some of the episodes right now. And if you'd like to find out more about working with me or any of the products I have to help you start, grow, or scale your property management business, head to my website, thatpropertymum.com.au, or check out the links in the show notes.